Do
A-up. Welcome to the official Uzbekistan Bandits Esports Podcast.
It's quite cool, that is.
Got Big Wad Che.
It's me. Aye. What have you said?
Big Wad Callum.
Callum, you got to introduce yourself.
Hello.
And Big Wad!
Shut up. Okay. That's sorted. How do we segue? I don't know what we're doing.
You just talk, mate. That's what you do.
So, Dave.
What?
I'm going to present a situation to you.
Okay.
Alright, so. Okay, this is a difficult one. I don't know whether to say shops of your choice, or we'll do various supermarkets.
Okay.
What do you reckon, Carl?
Supermarket.
We'll do various ones. Alright. Say, okay. Mia Park Tesco, right?
Yeah.
You've walked into Mia Park Tesco.
Yeah.
Right? You've gone past, you know, lots of dodgy security guard.
Yeah.
One who just chills there. You've walked in.
Aye.
You've eyed up the meal deal section on the right. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
See, Mia Park Tesco is an interesting one because they have hot food as well. You can have sausage roll as part of your meal deal.
Well, yeah, but...
So, that's a little bit of a wild card added to Mia Park Tesco meal deal. So, walk into Mia Park Tesco, you know, you've done your little thing, you've walked in, meal deal section on the right, go. What are you having?
Right. Me, personally, I'm not a man for hot food in my meal deal, all right? That's not what I'm about, right? So when I'm going in that meal deal section, I'm looking at the sandwiches. It's a rare day. It's a rare day when Big Will Onion chooses something other than a sandwich in his meal deal.
Do you never push the boat out and have a wrap?
Nah, bro. Fuck the wraps. Maybe I'll have a pasta box.
Do they do pasta boxes in meal deals?
Yeah.
Oh wait, fucking hell.
That's a one-stop thing.
All right, we'll go one-stop in a minute.
Right, yeah.
We're doing Mia Park Tesco. Mia Park Tesco, specified.
If I'm going Mia Park Tesco, alright. If I'm going Mia Park Tesco, alright, I'm getting probably chicken salad sandwich, maybe packet of refrigerators for the snack.
What refrigerators?
Or, I don't mind, yellow or blue, they make no difference. Or one of them chicken skewers.
Fuck me. What drink?
Drink. What? I'd probably go for a good old Pepsi Max.
Ah, Callum.
I know that's an obvious taste,
Callum,
but...
Let's have a real talk here. If you're having a meal deal, do you really, you've had a chicken wrap, right? Do you want a fridge raider or a chicken skewer on top of that?
No, not really.
Okay, Callum, I'm interested in your meal deal. Fuck Dave's. Dave's is gone. Lil Onion.
You're a twat.
Yours is gone, mate.
Prick.
Mate, you've had a refrigerator, calm down.
Yeah, what's wrong with refrigerators?
It's just, boring, isn't it? You've already had your meat. You've already had your meat. You want something,
savory
or sweet.
Listen to me.
Why?
Right? I don't want sweet, alright?
Why
in
not?
My meal. That's dessert, bro.
Yeah, that's what you have in a meal. Are you dumb?
Yeah, but it's a meal deal, not
listen to me.
It's your choice,
me.
Right? What you've had there is a starter. But in a meal deal, you're making yourself a two-course meal with a drink. That's what a meal deal is. That's a premise. That's a meal, right? Okay. So you've made your little meal deal, right? Your decision is starter, right?
No.
Yeah, well, it fucking clearly is. It's not like another meal. You've had a refrigerator. Calm yourself.
Refrigerator's a banging.
Yeah, but it's not a full meal. Let's be honest. Yeah. It's not on par with a sandwich.
Listen, all right.
That's why it's a snack in the meal deal.
I don't
deal.
Want a chocolate bar with my meal deal. Right.
I'm not saying chocolate bar. Where's chocolate?
What else?
See,
like a crisp.
This will come in later. We'll go to Morrison's Newcastle under Lyme. And I know you've never been there.
I've never been there.
But they've got, you know, I'll describe it to you. So, Callum, shoot us your meal deal.
Right. I'm probably gonna have a chicken sweet corn sandwich.
For
Whoa,
me.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And then I'm probably grabbing a bag of that popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yeah, that's a Tesco thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mia Park Tesco.
I forgot that. That's a game changer, to be fair.
Wait. Shut up. Salted or sweet?
Both.
What?
Ooh.
Mixed.
Yeah.
Diversity.
Ooh. I like that.
Do you hear that door slam? Someone's not happy with the fucking... What drink? You googling it?
Nah. Drink is definitely probably 7-Up.
What is the date of 7-Up? Are you able to go for a Sprite?
Wait, no, it's no, Sprite. 7-Up to back up Sprite.
Okay.
It's just because college only has fucking 7-Up, and that's all I ever drink anymore.
Alright. See, I haven't had a meal deal from Tesco in ages. Tesco Mere Park. I haven't been there. My meal deals have been.
Should
I? Would you rate it?
Yeah.
So I'd have to be basic, to be honest. Like, really, really basic. And you're going to hate me for this, because I'm only going with the options that I know, because I've...
If you say BLT...
No. It's worse than a BLT. Right.
You're not saying tuna mayo.
No. So I walk in, I'll get my plain ham sandwich. Okay.
Oh my god, wait a minute. Whoa. Wait. Back it up. Repeat that.
When we get to Morrison's, that's my territory, you know what I mean? I don't go Mere Park Tesco that much.
Neither do I.
No, but I don't like any Tesco for that matter. So, plain ham sandwich, Walker's salt and vinegar,
yeah,
crisps, and probably a Fanta.
Fair enough, I like Fanta.
I was going to say Tango, but...
Can I choose the next location, please?
Yeah.
Anley Bus Station.
I've never got a meal deal from there.
I don't get it.
I've never got a meal deal from there.
No. You want to know what my meal deal is?
Fuck all, because it's a shithole.
No. My meal deal is, I kind of monster it's a Withers original. That's the only thing I ever buy there.
Listen, alright, if you're getting a meal deal from Anley Bus Station, right...
You're at the lowest point in life.
First of all, what are you doing? Second of all, I've been there, I've been in your shoes. Right? You want to get your chicken, mayo and bacon sandwich, right? And then you get your bag of crisps, whatever you want. Doesn't matter, right? Because it's all shit in there. And then you get your boost, because that's in the meal deal.
Boost energy. Wait, the drink?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the chocolate.
No, boost the...
Okay. I've never been on these, so I'm not going to like follow it up on mine, because I've never been there. You've just told me what to get.
Yeah.
So
it's shit. It's overpriced.
I don't go One Stop that much. But One Stop...
Bro, One Stop's my territory.
One Stop has a lot of savoury options, doesn't it, actually? I remember that.
What's up is my territory.
Don't they have like snack attacks and
Yeah.
Alright. Go one stop.
Alright.
One Stop Mere Park or One Stop Mere?
Mere.
Right. So you've gone your Mere Park Tesco, you've had a nice meal deal. It's not quite filled your tummy. So you've trekked it, Mere. Worked off the food that you've ate. You've walked up Mere. It's quite a nice day. T-shirt shorts. You're enjoying it. You've got your music on. You've had a nice little walk. You're ready for another meal deal. Right, walk into One Stop Mere. There's a bunch of fucking kids at the door shouting random shit because it's a shithole. But right,
they comment on your Pokemon jumper.
Yeah, Pokemon. No, I'm not wearing a jumper, mate. I've just specified it. Fucking t-shirt, man. I swear to God. Right, whatever. So you walk in, meal deal. Where are you going?
Listen.
When do you ever go One Stop Mere for a meal deal?
Me, I used to have it every day.
Alright, okay.
I'm going there, right? But instantly, right off the bat, I'm choosing sandwich or pasta, alright?
Okay.
If I'm going for pasta, I'm getting the chicken, bacon and mayo one. It does have a bit of, like, vegetables in there, which I'm not a fan of because I'm a fat bastard. But I can deal with it, alright? If I'm going for sandwich, it's a mix. I'm going to pull out the BLT on some days. I'm going to pull out the chicken and bacon. Or I'm going to pull out the chicken salad.
So on a sunny day like today, after you've had a nice walk.
Not even remotely sunny outside.
No, but, you know, we're talking in theory here. Right. Well, you've made it to Mere One Stop without getting stuck.
Theoretical weather.
Yeah. Right. What's the weather saying to sway your thing?
I reckon on a dark, gloomy day you get your BLT.
It's not a dark, gloomy day though. It's a sunny day.
On a sunny day, right? I'm getting pasta.
Ooh, it feels a bit more extravagant on a sunny day. I like it.
Yeah, because I feel like you can make a nice day out of that. Yeah.
Respect.
And then for my snack, I'm either hitting the refrigerators up or Kinder Bueno.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm pulling out the big guns here. Pulling out the big guns here. It depends on what mood I'm in.
Have you done drink?
Nah, not yet. Fucking hell, shit. Right. I'm pulling out either the refrigerators or Kinder Bueno. Just because. And Kinder Bueno white, may I specify. Because if you buy Kinder Bueno, the brown one, you're a fucking shit on my shoe. All right.
You are like scum of the earth.
Yeah, it's like your parents do not love you.
Okay.
For the drink, right? It's either a liquor shade sport, or
what flavor?
Oh, I could go any of the three.
Okay, even like the Raheem Sterling one.
Yeah, the cherry one.
You take a swig and you get stared down by fucking 5'5" weirdo sprinter, right? It's terrifying. You like lock eyes with him and shit mid swing.
either that, or I might go with the chocolate milkshake if it's a nice sunny day.
Okay. Callum? What are we rating that? What are we rating that?
That sounds pretty good, actually.
It's better than your Tesco one.
Yeah.
I like the introduction of Kinder Bueno. That made me happy.
Yeah, it was a game changer.
Go on, Callum.
I don't buy me meals from one store.
Neither do I, to be fair.
But like, I'll make one up right now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm grabbing some kind of pasta. Like, I don't really care what, because I just like pasta.
Did you wraps at one store?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely grabbing white Bueno. Like, there's no other option. And then drink. Sprite again, probably, or a can of Monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on what I'm feeling.
It's quite fast, that was.
Yeah.
I feel like Monster's more shit weather day, so I feel like you're going to have a Sprite on a nice day. Put a bit of spring in your step, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine you're like jumping about, like Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man 3, dance down street scene, very funny.
Fuck off.
Okay, I'm going in, right? You know, I've never been one stop meal for me.
I want to set the mood, right?
You just
come through Normacot. You've narrowly avoided being shanked
by who?
By the Normacot youth.
Okay. It's like the Hitler youth, bro.
They do have a lot of similarities, but I digress.
Fuck off, you've never said that before. I'm backed up the terminology. I digress.
I'm writing a fucking iceberg question.
Away, peep pam.
You've just been through Normacot, and you've seen Amil on your way through.
Aw, I like Amil.
Yeah. That's like changed the tides a bit.
Did he save me from the Normacot youth, is that?
Yeah, obviously, because he's a fucking tank, bro.
Is that the storyline? You know his end.
Yeah, okay. That's the lore.
Is he with me at the time, or have I just bumped into him?
I reckon he comes with you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm with Amosako. What's the weather? What's the weather saying?
Gale force winds.
Alright. Okay. Am I still getting chased by the Normacot youth? Are they still, like, stalking me?
No, Amil fucking
They've just left? Okay.
They haven't left. You don't leave when Amil Sakawat's there.
So they've just... No, but they've just, like, stayed where they are. They didn't follow me to me. Oh, shit.
Nah, they're all dead.
Okay, so I'm not technically in a rush anymore, but the gale force winds make me want to have a quick, easy meal. One that I can eat, like, ideally, on my way out in, like, you know, 2 minutes. So, because of that, Southern Fried Chicken Wrap. It's quite it's quite easy, right?
It's quite ergonomic,
right? Yeah, like, you know, it's one of its many qualities. It says it on the box, ergonomic wrap, like.
Yeah.
And then, you know, got my Southern Fried Chicken Wrap, a Boost bar, chocolate bar. It's quite quick and easy. And then, you know what? I feel like an innocent, like, smoothie. Like one of them red ones, like the berry ones, you know what I mean?
I don't fuck with that. I think that's not what you're having on a Gale Force Wednesday. I think you've lied.
Does One Stop do hot drinks though? They don't do hot drinks, do they?
They have a coffee machine, but yeah.
Is it part of the meal though?
No, I don't think so.
No, there you go then. What am I gonna have? One of them Starbucks like.
The cold ones.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, there you go. That's it. We're moving on to fucking Morrison's Newcastle.
Tell us this. I was about to ask.
So, let me fucking tell you about Newcastle. I fucked it. Morrison's Newcastle on the line, right? I love this place. You know, £3 standard meal deal price.
Yeah.
You walk in to the left. It's like you walk past like the clothing bit, like the new. It's like next to the newspaper bit. You know what I mean? So, yeah. What they do is they do they have the mains, so they've laid it out for you, right? So you have the mains, you walk across, it goes to snacks / sides, and then it goes to drinks. So it's like a fucking, you know, that like driving car washers. It's like one of them, mate. You got your handheld, so you can get hot food and drink as well. So you get like sausage rolls, pasty, coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like duck chicken wraps, standard sandwiches, get sushi as part of your main, and then snacks. Let me tell you about these snacks.
Here we go.
You got standard crisps, you know, they do the KFC ones as well. Standard crisps, you know, refrigerators. They got chocolate, and then they do like, I don't know whether it's from the Morrison's Bakery or whatever, but they do like little like rocky roads. You know, like millionaire shortcakes and stuff.
Callum buys them.
Yeah. They do them.
What?
A millionaire shortbread thing.
Oh shit,
they
bro.
They do like a big slab. They do like a long slab of them.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We're going Morrison's and football plan. Football plan.
We're gonna get a meal deal with the boys.
We're gonna get Morrison's meal deal.
And then like the drinks are just like standard, really. You can get like protein shakes as well.
Yeah.
You can get a coffee, but I've never really, you know, dipped my toe. So, obviously, big Newcastle student.
Wait, they're in the meal deal and all? Like,
yeah.
That's value for your money, though.
It's only £3.
What's spending £70 back and go Morrison's meal deal?
So, basically, like, I would walk in. On any day, I've got, like, my meal deal down to a T, really. The drink's the only, like, anomaly. I change it based on the day, I guess.
Yeah.
So, like, I walk in, I get my, I become partial to a... I don't know why I've said that. I'm not gonna... I'm quite an enjoyer of my Caesar chicken wraps.
Yeah.
Quite nice from Morrison's, to be fair. And then I'll have my Rocky Road. The Rocky Roads are really nice. And then my drinks. Lucozade Sport, orange.
Yes. Oh, orange.
Specifically as orange. On a sunny day. Orange. And then... Rainy day? What do I have on a rainy day? I feel like I have a Coke on a rainy day, like a Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
And then mid-weather, it's just an Innocent Smoothie. That's it.
Innocent Smoothies for kids?
They're the fair size ones, like.
Yeah.
Not the massive ones, you know, it's not like.
Just a decently sized Innocent Smoothie.
Yeah. So it's like. Yeah. 350ml?
Yeah.
Alright, that's it. I've laid it out to you. You might struggle to like know what's there. I'll tell you if that's there or not. So go on, shoot your shot.
I've never been in Morrison's, I can't lie. I don't think I've ever entered a Morrison's in my life.
First time I did it, it was terrifying.
Yeah, it is quite an intimidating building. I've come up to the doors several times, but I've had to walk off. But if I were to enter...
Sorry, I was on my phone, that just caught me.
And somehow make it to the meal deal section. Right. Navigate my way.
So you're going to be fucking taken out before you get there.
Yeah.
And probably, like, the millionaire shortbread. I had a bit of Callum's once. It bangs. I cannot lie. That's the snack right off the back. Right off the bat, sorry.
Right, I know where we're going next.
No, right, okay. We're doing three.
Yeah.
We have other places to be, Callum. We have
other topics.
We have other topics, but we came prepared. Okay, for Callum, because he said fuck all the old time, right? We'll do four.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry. I actually have a place I'd like to talk about, but no, it's not a meal deal. Anyway, I'll have a sandwich. I'm not having a wrap. I'd have to experiment.
Sandwich? Do you want me to tell you what they do? Like what different ones?
I did like Callum's chicken and sweet corn one.
They do chicken and sweet corn.
Yeah, I know. But like, I've had Callum's before.
But my mate Adam had one.
Yeah.
And it looked a bit dodgy.
Whoa.
That's all I'm saying. Someone getting called on Snapchat.
From experience, right, I have had Callum's chicken and sweet corn sandwich. So I'll probably stick with what I'm comfortable with.
Why have you ate all Callum's food? Like...
especially because I'm in Morrison's. I'm already stressing.
Yeah, you're trying to rush and get out before the bad men get you.
Yeah, the fucking Newcastle Underwine Mandem roll up.
There's a guy that goes about in town, right? A fucking wheelchair, man. I've never seen this guy without a spliff in his hand. He's the scary... like, he's so scary because he's in a wheelchair, right? I don't know what he's like, what tech he's got up his sleeve. And he looks intimidating. You know them sort where they got, like, you know, scary teeth. So I don't know, right? If he's on, like, on drillings like that, because basically, right, if you think about it, you might back out some sort of fucking kickflip, yeah? Do some mad stunt. Like, absolutely clown and toy with me and rob me on the spot. Every time I see him, I cross the street because at least I can't get up the curb, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I respect that.
I reckon he can figure out. Yeah, no.
That brain works differently, I'm telling you. Don't know what goes through wheelchair spliff man's head, but scary.
He's an engineer. We'll
okay, sorry. That's
wait, Cal, listen to me. Yeah. What's your location?
The co-op.
Where?
Oh, right, okay, give me...
We haven't had Callum's. We haven't even finished...
No, let me... Shut up. Okay. Shut up.
Sorry.
Right. I think we either talk about co-op or Ormiston Meridian High School meals. You never bought anything from that canteen.
Yeah, but they did it differently on the day, so we're saying our favourite day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, not for me, bro. I'm always in that sandwich aisle, mate.
You know about
the sandwiches, bro? I ain't doing fuck all in that fucking hot food aisle.
Okay, I only had hot food, so I'll do my day thing, and you tell me your sandwiches. So are we just skipping Morrison's? Because I was the only one that really knew it. It is an experience, lads. So like, I feel
we'll
like
have to go. Chicken nuggets, though. I'll say they're pretty good.
Morrison's Yeah, that's something I forgot to tell you, by the way. The hot food from the back, you can count it towards your meal deal, I'm pretty sure. Never tried. So you get like 5 chicken bites.
Alright.
Right, whatever. We're not on Morrison's anymore. We're on almost the Meridian Academy.
I think I got like a bottle of fizzy piss. That's like the most I ever got.
Fizzy piss, bro.
Radnor Fizz, you'll find it's called.
Radnor Fizz. Bro, they sell them at my college. They sell them.
It's either that or Mango Mango Suso.
Mango
Bryce drinks so many Susos, actually.
Susos are banging. Bro, in year 7, when you got a Suso, you thought you were fucking hard, bro. Like,
bro, I remember walking into that canteen the first time. I don't know what I had. But I never stooped to the point where I would have a plated meal.
Yeah.
Listen, it was always the creatures that had the plated meals. Or teachers that are suffering a midlife crisis and don't know how to control their class. I.e. Lee Davis.
I.e. Mrs. Armel.
No, she brought her own beans in. She just had a tin of beans. She didn't even make it hot, bro. She just popped it open, chinned it one time. Remember then?
Like, I remember.
She was too lazy to peel her own oranges. They stayed there for fucking 6 months. They turned into lemons. She was performing alchemy in the front of the Spanish class. Janine, mad scientist.
Like. Janine or Mel, fucking gods of alchemy.
God, please.
No, I always saw Lee Davis, right?
Yeah, he'd always go down. And if it was chip day, you'd finish the lesson.
That's the only lesson, right? We actually had an advantage.
We left on time.
I was always stuck in the queue on my ones. Because all my friends, like, you know, they all got into the canteen before I did. So I was stuck in the queue on my ones with the little, like, greasy year 8s behind me. Chanting. Like, it was just like, they were foreign, but not foreign, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were, like, so greasy that the English language managed to turn into, like, Uzbek.
Swahili. Like,
yeah, fucking... like... Regardless, right. Sandwich. Like, that's... Yeah, whatever.
right, in the sandwich aisle, it's not all sandwiches in there. Listen, break time, right? Because it's different at times, isn't it? Break time, there used to be a meta. It was an old meta that they patched. It was pasta pots, bro. Oh my
they
god.
They patched it?
Those things, yeah, they were gone. In year 11, they didn't sell them anymore. I was livid, bro. Those pasta pots, oh my god. Good value for money. I think it was like 120 for a pasta pot. Fill you up. That would. I used to get a couple. I can't lie.
What was
a sandwich. What was in them?
Go! Go! Go!
Oi!
Don't fuck off. Get out. No, we're doing a podcast.
Hi.
We're filming a
podcast. I don't care. I don't care whatever you're doing. We're filming a podcast. This is important. Why have you
done? No, Riley's got info here.
Oh shit, yeah. Riley. Did you ever have Ormiston Meridian like school meals?
What? Yeah, from canteen, yeah?
Okay, alright, shut up. Alright, be quiet for a minute and we'll come to you.
Yeah, we'll come to you. Anyway, I'd either have to pasta pot at break. I think that
I'd
feel an oatcake. It was just pasta and like mayo or something, but it banged.
Right then.
Yeah. Nah, it banged. It literally banged, bro.
Okay.
Or I'd have... Listen, if you're one of them cretins, do you remember how they sold subs? Like, Subways?
They were like the shittest thing ever, like 90% bread.
It costed like a fiver for a 6 foot, like...
Yeah. Oh shit, yeah, they had like that. Yeah, I remember what you mean. They got rid of that, didn't they?
I think so. I think they might have.
Because it was like a separate bit, like, whatever.
Yeah, it was shit no one bought from them. Yeah, that was a thing, but you don't buy from that. If I'm having a sandwich... No, it was wraps, bro. Oh my, that was the meta. Wraps were the meta. Wraps were the meta.
Right, okay.
What you get is you either get the chicken tikka, which is the one everyone went for. That thing sold out instantly. If you didn't get there first, you didn't get one. And then, back up, always tuna, alright? The tuna with little black pepper in it, oh my god, that was a banger wrap. But other than that, that's all I really got. I used to get a Radnor Fizz apple. They did the Capri Suns for a bit and the Tropicana, but like
they did Tropicana. They kept the Capri Suns and they got rid of Tropicana.
They got rid of that because people like poked holes in the top of them, didn't they?
I thought it was because there was too much sugar. I can't know.
I don't know.
Right, because Riley's here and we need him go. Right, we're gonna skip to him. Yeah. Riley.
Hello.
Okay, so, you know how Dave, like, he didn't get, like, the hot food that they did day by day, right? What like, type of food did you get from,
Either, like, paninis, sometimes pizza.
So you got, like, the day by, like, the food that was there every day, not, like, the unique ones?
Oh, no, I didn't get the food every day, because most of the time I'd have to, like, bring in my own meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but say, like... You know how they did different foods depending on the day?
Yeah.
Like curry.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So you can pick the day if it was like something that you went like, so you know Friday chip day? If you really enjoyed the chips, you can pick Friday, right?
If you like, we do.
So like, what's your ideal meal from almost the Meridian Academy canteen?
My ideal meal?
Yeah, yeah.
One of those slices of pizza. That's quite
pepperoni or plain?
And chip in the chips from there, like with gravy on top.
Pepperoni or plain?
Pepperoni or plain?
Pepperoni.
Okay, yeah, good.
All right. So you both the at chip. Once?
What?
Both at the same time? Like you would have a pepperoni and chips?
Yeah, most probably. Yeah.
Drink or like what?
Drink. I'd probably get I need to get the apple flavored water.
Fuck me. Fucking hell.
The purple one.
Wait. The flavored water, I forgot about that. That was meta.
The apple,
point.
No, the apple one, all that.
No, okay. No, not the apple one.
Alright. I'm gonna...
The purple one.
Alright. I'm about, like, I was a legend of this craft, right?
Okay.
So, we'll start on the waters, because it's a bit of a hot topic right now, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's four, aren't there? Orange, strawberry, mixed berry, and apple.
It was. I thought it was lemon and lime, not apple.
Oh, there's a lemon and lime. Yeah, lemon and lime. Sorry.
Orange
yeah, it was.
Fucking horrible.
Orange was okay.
Okay.
I think it right. was a solid like C tier.
I'll. We'll do a tier list. Should we do it? No. Okay. So basically, right, in terms of the water, right, because obviously, you know, Big Che Galeazzi, avid canteen goer.
Yeah. I saw you in there, bro.
Every time. Every day. I never packed my meals once.
Yeah.
Basically, with the waters. Alright. Okay, with the waters, it's like, you would go, when they first got introduced, it was like, what, year 9, year 10?
They were very cheap for the worst.
They were good value.
They were very meta.
They were very nice, right? Until people started to lock, like fucking catch on and clock on.
Yeah,
they made you piss, like, to fuck.
They did.
They went through you, right? So basically, I used to bang, like, two of them a day.
Yeah.
Two of the grape ones, the mixed berry, the purple one, sorry.
Yeah.
That was really good. Until I realised it made you piss, and I cut myself to one mango suso. So, two at a push. Ideal day would probably be Tuesday, I think it was, right?
Tuesday?
Yeah, so you would go in, right, on your break, on break, I would always get toast and a mango suso. Every day,
okay.
Regardless.
Okay.
One piece of toast, mango suso, you know, it was like £1.20. Decent meal. And then Tuesday, they did these like spicy chicken burgers, bro.
Oh.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
Jesus, that was nice.
I liked them, but I don't think that they were my favourite of the hot food. I remember a few of them, though.
And then I would have another mango suso, probably. I want to add
Were you not a fan of Curry Day?
Never had one.
Amal
made the joke that his mum cooked it once, and I thought he was serious, and it kind of just deterred me for the whole time. Okay, I want to add like a side note based on teachers' meals, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you would have your really shit and uncool teachers that would push in the main line,
or the line on the
left, and they would have the food, right? So, I'm talking, this is like Lee Davis.
He's sweating because he's seen the chips are going down.
Mr. and Cube, they always used to like push in the middle line and then like teachers on the
fucking Miss Monroe as well.
Yeah. And then, right, you would have the teachers that were, it was almost like they were respected by the dinner ladies. You know, they've earned like their trust.
Yeah.
And they had like special favours and they would always have like a plated
meal. Mr. Martin.
Yeah, like, I'm talking Miss Falamazi, Mr. Martin. They would always have a plated meal, whatever it would be, like salad and all. Prepared for them, they would just go up. They wouldn't push in any line. They would just
wouldn't
like,
even say anything.
Yeah,
they'd just show up.
Just give a nod. They show up, get their plate, and say cheers. It's in a bit. And you used to sit on the cool table. I would absolutely kill to have a plated meal with Bald Martin.
Yeah, Bald Martin.
Okay. And like now that we've done the meal deals, rather you don't have to be here anymore. By the way, you can fuck off if you want. Like the next few bits are a bit hard to do. Maybe get Anna involved, actually. Might be a bit of content. Alright, whatever. Like, we've done our meal deals, okay? Right. Like, customer service on each of the places. So that's...
Where?
Like, so we've done Mia Park Tesco. That's why I was specific about the locations of these places, by the way. I had a fucking mastermind plot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got Mia Park Tesco.
Mm-hmm.
We went Mia... One stop,
yeah.
You said Hanley bus station, but like, there's a bit of a Hanley bus.
I have a bit of a talk about that.
Okay, he's gone. Don't know why he came. I don't know why he didn't lock the channel, but next time.
<I don't>
did Newcastle, but that's mainly me. So I'll talk about the thing for that. Where else did we go? Mm-hmm. And then almost the Marine Academy. Customer service, right? What were you saying?
Yeah.
Callum, what's your opinion on Tesco, Mia Park, customer service?
I don't really know. I don't talk to anyone on there. Service.
No, listen. Tesco, Mia Park, all right? That place is the most boring place for customer service, right?
Can I be honest?
What?
Me, Riley and James went to Tesco once. This was... Oh, no, because I'm going to send this to Abby and she might watch it.
What?
Don't mind. I'm sending my shot here. And we're walking in the aisles, right? And, you know, I was doing my little bit where I get Riley to buy Cadbury's chocolate bar.
Yeah.
And in the snack aisle, this Tesco worker walked up, right? Like, walked past us. Oh my god. I fell into James's arms. I was shocked.
Oh, god.
I was shocked. That was working in Tesco. Like,
yeah.
I was in amazement. I got outside and I started munching my food. What did I have? I think James got a Cumberland sausage from the hot section. I had like some crisps or something, like some snacks. But I walked outside. I was still like, James, what just happened?
Home and told me. Yeah, Discord, like...
I've told this story before. That was astonishing to me. So for me, right, me at Park Tesco, because of, you know, attractive worker gets a 4 out of 5 on customer service. In a whole. The meal deals, consistent. I'll say like, I'll keep it at 3.7.
Okay.
Based on like the, you know, like chicken shop connoisseur overall shop rating, like,
yeah,
3.7.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. You're not sure? I'll agree with that. Clearly, that woman has left her mark on you, so I've got to take you.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Moved on to bigger and great things.
Yeah.
Sorry, not bigger.
Whoa!
Shut up. I'm great, very much greater, very beautiful woman.
All right, fuck me. You're not married with 2 kids.
Not yet. Not yet. So it's the intents there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Callum.
I'm gonna give it like a 3.6.
Customer service or shop overall?
Customer service. I don't know. I'll give it like. I'll give it like a 3, so I'll give them like the benefit of the doubt.
You don't really interact, do you? So you can't. No.
Can I talk about Anley Bus Station now?
We'll jump around at Anley Bus Station. We'll come back to Mia Parker. Mia wants to.
Listen, all right. Them people there have character. They are absolute characters in there. There's two people. No, there's three actually. There's a woman with red hair. Right. I don't like her. She gives me vibes that just put me off. She sort of walks around. She looks like she's in one all the time. She looks about 40. Maybe has like a couple kids. Husband left a while ago. Sort of that vibe.
Like that woman from Coronation Street. Do you know what I mean?
You just have described the woman from like.
No, do you know what I mean? What's her name? Yeah. Ginger woman.
Is he?
Coronation Street.
Fizz.
Yeah, because the husband's left. She's got 2 kids.
Red
head. Yeah.
No, we're talking actual red. She's dyed it.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Yeah. Wait, she's defo a Karen if she didn't work there. Like, it looks like she'd be the one asking for the manager, but she is the manager. Like that kind of thing. There's another guy. He's a bit weird. He wears a black and white striped shirt. Right. And he talks to the security guards outside. And I feel like this is a part of the meta, I can't lie. Because the security guards will come in, they'll have a fucking laugh with him.
Can you check your DM real quick? I'm sorry.
Why haven't you sent me that?
Thank God, I'll try and get across.
That was not one of the security guards, bro.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, they have a laugh with the security guards. One of them looks like Lee Davis. And I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed the banter, but like, if I'm sat there waiting for my 69p energy drink and you're having a laugh, realistically, mate.
Why are you waiting for your energy drink? Just grab it.
Sort it out. Like, just grab it. Because I'm waiting for pay for it.
Oh, right then.
So, and then there's this other twat, right? I only see him in the morning. He's stocking the shelves, right? He's got glasses and he's a wanky man. He's about 50, right? He's never touched a female in his life. And all he does is stock shelves and gets in the way in the house. So when I go past, I just go, oh, sorry, mate. You go, oh, sorry. You're right, mate. And I'm not a fan of him. But I do think there's some characters there. I think they've got like a good solid 4 points from me.
Hmm. What about the thing overall?
The shop overall? 2. Bit cramped.
Yeah. Okay.
Name the other one. Name another one.
Go back to one stop, Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Customer service, you know.
No, no, listen to me. Those people stare you down, bro. They're all suspicious.
There was a really nice woman the other day.
Nah, listen, right, listen, right. If you're in Mia One Stop, yeah, the amount of fucking snot-nosed 12, 13-year-olds who come out of Ormiston and rob chocolate bars,
Have they ruined it?
Yeah, they're all on edge. Especially around 3:05 on a weekday. If you go in there, you get your eye down, right? Other than that, it's pretty chill. But if you go in on a weekday around maybe like 3 o'clock till about 4:30, you're gonna be sus.
Okay.
No, I don't like them.
I don't like them.
I give the
shop overall, like honestly, the shop overall.
Flat, it's a decent shop.
Flat two. No. Okay, the food is like, you know, the meal deal's solid, but
yeah,
right. In coalescence, you've got fucking bitchy shop assistant. That was a nice woman, but like they've been dragged down because of the area it's in. But really,
yeah.
The culture surrounding that Mia One Stop has ruined it.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Let's pick up the pace.
I thought we need to get off this topic.
I feel like we like have just talked about
meal deals
for 40 minutes.
40 minutes? Oh
yeah,
my.
We're like 42 minutes in. Callum? What did Callum present us with? I don't know. Morrison's, honestly, right? 4.3. Love Morrison's.
Terrifying.
Yeah, for you, actually.
I'm very scared of
4.3 overall, nice people. You know, it's just get your food, go. No hassle, really, you know what I mean? But
yeah, I can agree with that.
Okay, and then like, is the fucking gold mine, right? The dice roll of dinner ladies at fucking Ormiston Learning Academy,
bro. Like they never had shifts. It was unpredictable.
There were some nice ones, and then there was that one short haired, fucking
fucking like slim old lady,
bro. Like... The commander, like fuck me. I was like Henrik Himmler. Of the fucking...
SS.
Yeah. She fucking commanded that kitchen like nothing else.
She stepped one foot out of the line. Like,
she didn't serve you food. You had to starve for the day.
Yeah.
Literally, the fate of your...
To be fair, on some days, you'd be thankful because you'd stop the kids, the knobs you'd cut in.
Yeah.
But if you cut in, like, one person, alright? If you're a bit to the left.
No, but
someone.
It was the false accusation. She was perma on edge, and that, like, she translated her insecurities onto people.
and if you go up and you had, like, because some of them, if you didn't have enough money, you're like 10p off. They'd be like, oh, don't worry about it.
They'll let you go into fucking debt. Like, they'd actually give you, like, a small loan.
Yeah, and then that fucking woman, all right, fucking, we'll call her Linda, bro. I'm feeling a Linda on here. Linda, right? She'd fucking right. Okay, you're not having that. You're not having your toast. Your 10p toast.
She's actually right? This is, I've heard this actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm putting that back, right? I'm putting that back. You're not having that. Like, she'll just stop you from having the food. She won't put you in debt, bro. Or do you remember when there was fobs?
Yeah.
If you didn't have your fob and you went to that left thing, because you could like actually like, you know, they could like search up your account.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you went there, she was always man there, bro. If you went there, she was fucking pissed, bro. If you showed up and you said, oh, I don't have my fob, she'd be like, whoa.
Bro. I had this one dinner lady, I don't know who she was, but she was the biggest fan of me. And then, right, out of nowhere, they got, like, the chefs. You know what I mean? That guy that had, like, the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
I never spoke to that guy, but he was on the left. He seemed like a... Took his job
told
seriously.
Him to bloke. Yeah.
Yeah, you seem like a dedicated man.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, it was just a dice roll, wasn't it? The cleaners were sound. Steve. I like Steve.
What about Dan? Dan Trigg.
Nodded at me on the road the other day. Nah, but they weren't really involved with the food. They just... Lines and shit, really.
One of the cleaners, I forgot her name, but she was sound. She was the small one with black hair.
It's Rio's mum, isn't it, like?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But she called me Peter Kay and I loved her. She was funny.
Alright, basically, despite, you know, almost the Meridian Academy as a school, right?
If you could call it that.
establishment of education.
Barely.
The canteen experience, overall, it was always a good time, really.
Yeah. As stressful as it was trying to fucking the sprint from your lesson.
I don't think there was like one lunchtime where I've come out the canteen thinking that was the shittest experience I've ever had. It was always like someone being a complete mong.
Yeah.
Laughing at it, or
it'd be Reg Robinson having a fight in the middle of it, like.
Remember the one day I had off school, Alan? Alan got beat up by fucking Bailey and Kian, mate. And apparently he was just on the floor. I remember.
How do you beat Alan up? Like, he's got a plus 100 armor, like.
Resistance, bro. No, all in all, right. Despite, like, you know, the wider school having lots of beef and. You know, it was quite a lot of conflict in Ormbus and Marine Academy.
Oh my god.
It's like the canteen was a bit of a. Was a bit. Yeah. You know, there was a bit of a. You had your little spats. Everyone, like, you know, Fletcher Cole and Asan when he smacked Miss Green in the head.
Yeah.
Nothing really ever happened in the canteen.
Yeah.
It was always a.
Chill place.
Ormbus and Meridian Canteen, I've had a lot of memories in that place. It gives me about, honestly, 4.2. I prefer Morrison's.
4.5.
I prefer Morrison's over it.
Because,
Right, in Morrison's, you get the same amount of characters, and, like, we started doing this thing where you see someone who's got a little bit of a dodgy walk, and you just go,
Crip walk.
Crippin! And it's quite funny, and there's a lot of them in Morrison, so it's like good content. All right, I've proposed a thing to you, right? We're 45 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Obviously, you know, maybe trim a bit down because the start was a bit dodgy. Right. Do we want to end it here? We've done our customer service and meal deals. Let's take, you know, we could go to other stuff. But like, do you want to? Or do you want to just cut off? What are you saying?
Well, I don't know. What are the
I was thinking we could do Subway orders, which would be a bit short, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or takeaway orders, which would be quite, like, that. We do
quite
need,
long.
We do need, like, a full... We just schedule out our night, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like we could bang out Subway orders now. Get off the list and do takeaway orders next time.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
All right. What Subway? Not what Subway. Don't matter what Subway.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Who's going first? Callum? Subway does a meal deal, actually, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, $5.50 for a 6-inch and a drink and a cookie in it.
Yeah, but I don't buy that.
No one buys a Subway meal deal.
Right. I got a footlong meal deal. Okay, you go.
So, I walk into fucking Subway and I'm getting my 6-inch hot Italian.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, you're really going to choose any other kind of bread?
No.
Toasted?
No.
Don't matter. I didn't ask that question.
You didn't toasted. We're not there yet.
Right. And then meta's changed, like, quite recently, actually.
As in today, when we went Subway today.
Chicken and cheese, toast it. You get your lettuce, your cucumber, your sweet corn, and put some mayo on that, and that's actually a banging sandwich.
Oh, okay. Sauce? It's basic. It's basic, but I like it.
Sauce?
Bangs.
Sauce?
You said mayo, sorry.
Mayo.
Yeah, that's good. That checks out.
Do you have drink and cookie or no?
Not drink, but like maybe a cookie, like a wet chocolate.
Okay.
Right, listen here. Listen up now. Yeah. I'm not fucking about. Arty Italian. Right? Foot long. Right, I'm not about that 6-inch shit, alright? Foot long. I want bacon, right? I want chicken. And I want cheese. Are you ready for this one,
then?
This
bacon? Is gonna be a
Yeah. Listen, right? This is a controversial point here. Not toasted.
With the cheese.
Yeah.
You've got bacon, though.
It's just good, bro. I enjoy it.
Fair enough.
Right. And then salads, right? I'm going. Sweet corn, cucumber, lettuce, which I didn't have today, but I wasn't feeling it. lettuce. And if I'm feeling frisky, I'll get a tomato. For me drink, at hours they sell Mountain Dew. I quite like that with me Subway. And if I'm having a cookie, it's white chocolate with like the macadamia nuts in it.
Oh yeah.
That's my order.
Right. Okay. Walk-in, Italian herb, bread.
Italian herb? What? Yeah. Oh, he switched it up.
Mm. Foot long, obviously. Chicken teriyaki.
Oh, I'm not much for that.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Lettuce. Cucumber.
What
sauce did I get, actually? I don't remember what sauce. I think I didn't actually get a sauce, because it's either that or barbecue. But they didn't have barbecue when I last went. So I think I just didn't get a sauce, because obviously, like, chicken teriyaki is quite...
It's quite saucy as it is, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, it's quite salty, so... You get that. It's pretty basic, you know, your chicken teriyaki, cheese, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
And then meal deal, so you get your... Like, I got an Oasis, right? Oasis with a Subway is fucking incredible. And then double choc chip cookie.
Okay. That's decent, to be fair.
It's quite nice. Yeah. That's what I had last time I went. I'm not enough of a Subway connoisseur to say, like... I have this when I go this time, I'm in that mood, you know. It's not like
It's kind of like you have one thing and you stick with it.
Yeah.
Occasionally you'll like become a bit adventurous, but I don't feel like that's quite common.
In Australia, right? I used to have they did, you know what chicken schnitzel is? Okay, it's a basically breaded chicken, right?
Yeah.
Breaded chicken, cheese, tomato, lettuce, cucumber, barbecue sauce.
Ooh. I haven't thought about putting barbecue sauce on.
I'm quite fond of barbecue sauce.
I don't like barbecue sauce.
What?
I just not don't sure like about it. That one.
Yeah, it's...
That's kind of sus. You're acting Among Us.
You're acting really Among Us, bro. Like...
I'm really Among Us.
Okay. It's it really, isn't it? Like...
Yeah.
Done quite a lot. Covered it.
Right then.
That was Tashkent Talks. I'm not allowed to call it Tashkent Talks, am I?
It's not Tashkent Talks.
It's not Tashkent Talks.
It's the Uzbekistan Bandits official esports podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, that rolls off the tongue.
Actually, can we do like a little... I'm going to do a Twitter poll right now.
What?
Yeah. I am a bit of a fan of Tashkent Talks.
What?
What is it? Uzbekistan official esports podcast.
Uzbekistan Bandits official esports podcast.
Doesn't fit.
It's funny because it's long, alright? That's the funny and the haha.
No.
I'm going to have to put doesn't fit, see tweet. Uzbekistan Bandits. Official esports podcast.
We don't even talk about esports. Like.
Yeah, we've talked about meal deals. Alright, I'm sending this everywhere that I can. Alright, whatever. Welcome to... what? Welcome? I hope not. We've been here for an hour, like... Bye!
<Fuck off>.
Bye!